Republican State Senator Terry Moulton of the town of Seymour won the recall election by a bigger majority than when he first won the seat in 2010. The recall was initiated after he voted for the law that scaled back collective bargaining for most public workers. Moulton says he's proud of his vote and other laws he passed with his Republican colleagues to help Wisconsin's economy. One thing Republicans are resisting, though, are calls to increase the state's minimum wage. Moulton says raising the rate will hurt the economy.
Minimum wage is a well-meaning attempt to help, you know, certain workers. Economic studies have shown over and over again, somebody has to pay for that increase. And unfortunately, what happens is the least skilled and the least fortunate among us are the ones that are going to pay for it.
Moulton says raising the minimum wage could cost 16,000 Wisconsin jobs. His Democratic challenger is Phil Swanhorst, a city bus driver from the town of Lafayette. Swanhorst says he sees people making minimum wage every day and says it has to be raised.
It not only helps the person not live in poverty, but that person who isn't getting enough money to sustain his family gets government subsidies because of that low minimum wage. We are affecting all taxpayers when we don't pay a livable wage.
Swanhorst won't say what the minimum wage should be. He says that's something legislators should agree on in a bipartisan manner. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.